Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
How do you know what the next question on
there was? Well, you all have to ask it. Skip it.
You might say the doctor did everything he could, but the patient what anyway?
Died.
Okay. Do you know any sort of polite ways to say he died?
Passed away.
Okay, any others?
Left us.
Okay. What about kind of crude or humorous ways that saying somebody died, like, I sure am glad that old skin flint finally
kicked the bucket.
Okay. Anything else?
Conked out.
Okay. We might say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he
died of.
Okay. And let's see, the place where people are buried is called
a cemetery.
Okay. And if it's small and out in the country, you might call it a
graveyard.
And if it's very small and on a farm, you'd call it a
burial plot.
Okay. What if it's right beside a church? You know, just inside a fence sometimes, right?
Yeah, I saw those over in England. I don't know what that'd be called.
Yeah, okay.
Is it, you know?
Well, I don't know that I'd call it anything. I know in West Texas a lot of times you'll see, you know, just miles and miles of just grass, you know, and there'll be one tree kind of on a hill, and then you'll see a little
cross,
fence around it and some crosses. What do they call the thing that they put the body in before they bury it?
Casket.
Okay. Do you have another name for the old-timey ones that were made out of wood and they were wide at the shoulders and tapered down to ankles?
Coffin.
Okay, would you ever call a modern kind that?
Well, then you don't hear that word coffin very often anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I guess it's dying out.
Somehow seems appropriate.
Yeah.
Okay, you might say he was a real important man. Everybody turned out for his
funeral.
Okay. If people are dressed in black, you might say they are in
mourning.
Okay. And say somebody meets you on the street and says, "Hey, how are you doing?" And say you're just feeling about average, you know, you don't feel real good and you don't feel real bad. You might say, "Oh, I'm
all right."
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. If somebody's troubled, you might say, "Oh, it'll come out all right. Don't
worry about it."
Okay. If you're getting old and your joints are stiff and aching, you might say you got a touch of
arthritis.
Okay. Anything else you might call it? What's the name of the disease that causes a severe sore throat and children used to choke like in the middle of the night and now?
Diphtheria.
Okay. What do you call the disease where your skin, your eyeballs turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
Okay. If you have a sharp stabbing pain in your lower right abdomen, you'd say you have to have an operation sometimes, see?
Have a appendicitis.
Okay. If you eat and drink things, if you eat or drink something that doesn't agree with you, and it comes back up, you'd say you
vomited.
Okay.